quote, "I totally disagree with any theistic evolutionary perspective," end quote. That's what Dr. Ray Boland said, and therefore addresses the failure of neo-Darwinism, now on Probe.
This week I'm discussing the first of four sections in the book, Theistic Evolution, A Scientific, Philosophical, and Theological Critique. This week I'll be covering the five chapters from the section, The Failure of Neo-Darwinism. Today we'll look at Doug Axe's chapter titled, Three Good Reasons for People of Faith to Reject Darwin's Explanation of Life. I need to let you know from the start that I totally disagree with any theistic evolutionary perspective. As a biologist, I see no reason for any accommodation since Darwinism should be rejected on purely scientific grounds. But moving along, Axe makes three points in this chapter. First, that there is a cost to any theistic evolution position. Second, Darwin's view of life is false. And third, the reasons for the accommodation are confused. I want to focus on his first point that accommodating Darwin's view of life with traditional faith is costly. He begins with a familiar quotation from the book of Job, chapter 39. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads his wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? Eventually, Job was appropriately humbled as he responded later in Job 42:3, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. And if you don't agree with Job, then you should try making an eagle yourself. Oh, we can create flying toys with flapping wings and all, but these don't come close to an actual eagle or hawk. These toys must be made on an assembly line with humans adding parts until the eagle is complete. With only the yolk and white of the egg as its nutrition, true eagles are formed within the egg by a seamless automated process. No human interference needed. If a part breaks in the flying toy, it must be replaced by a human. Eagles' bodies can mostly heal themselves, and true eagles reproduce on their own. No flying toy will ever reproduce itself. Job's response was correct. He didn't respond saying, actually, God, hawks and eagles could have appeared by accident over millions of years. As Doug states, I see no way around the fact that the arresting awe we're meant to have for the maker of the majestic eagle is lost the moment we accept that accidental physical processes could have done the making instead.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Dr. Ray Boland. To get his free transcript on theistic evolution, the failure of neo-Darwinism, go to probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. And join us next time as we proclaim the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.